AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. MSNBC will host a Commander-in-Chief Forum in 1 hour aboard USS Intrepid, the floating museum in New York Harbor. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will be questioned separately. Clinton didn't campaign today, but Trump did. He told a rally in Philadelphia that Clinton has failed in the Middle East and North Africa.
Unlike my opponent, my foreign policy will emphasize diplomacy, not destruction. Hillary Clinton's legacy in Iraq, Libya, Syria has produced only turmoil and suffering and death.
Campaigning for his wife in Orlando, Bill Clinton said Donald Trump is sending a coded message with his slogan, Make America Great Again.
If you're a white Southerner, you know exactly what it means, don't you? What it means is, I give you the economy you had 50 years ago, and I'll move you back up on the social totem pole and other people down.
Talks are underway to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month.
With the government set to run out of money at the end of the month, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says negotiations are underway with Democrats to extend funding through December 9th. And that includes finding a way to provide money to fight the Zika virus.
We hope to be able to resolve it.
Minority Leader Harry Reid said any deal cannot include the policy riders that prompted Democrats to block funding 3 times.
Straight funding for Zika.
Many conservative House Republicans don't want to deal with a spending bill during a lame duck session, and they want government funding extended into the new year. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
An aircraft has crashed at Naval Air Station Meridian in Mississippi while undergoing a training flight. The student and instructor were able to eject safely. The NTSB has no early clues as to what caused a helicopter to crash in Palm Bay, Florida, killing 3 people. This is AP Radio News. Police in Arizona say $3 million worth of jewelry has been taken from the tour bus of musician Drake.
I need a one dance.
Police in Phoenix say the theft happened between 10 and 10:15 p.m. Tuesday on a tour bus being used by Drake and his DJ, Future the Prince. The two were on stage at the Talking Stick Resort Arena in downtown Phoenix at the time. Police say a suspect entered the bus and took a briefcase containing the jewelry. A police spokesman says they usually do not identify victims of burglary, but the jewelry did not belong to Drake. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A Connecticut homeowner who planted on his lawn 3 large wooden letters that spell WTF is rankling neighbors and town officials. They say the message is offensive. The Manatee County Sheriff's Office is investigating a Bradenton, Florida daycare center after an 18-month-old boy was bitten multiple times by another toddler. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.